The towers of Manhattan glittered in the late afternoon sun as Lisa Marcello made her way to the telephone through a confusion of people rushing to finish decorating the Rainbow Room. The interior designer, John Saladino, was fuming. The unions had allowed him only 3 hours to install his decorations, so he had been forced to deploy the entire domestic staff of his 23-room house in Connecticut, plus 12 people from his office. He intended to transform the Rainbow Room's Art Deco ballroom into his version of the Venetian Lagoon by nightfall. "The Rainbow Room is dominated by a cabal of union-clad people," he said, loud enough to be overheard by some of those very people. "Their role in life is to make everyone around them miserable." He glared at a foursome of slow-moving electricians. "I'm decorating 88 tables so that each one will represent an island in the lagoon. Over each table, we're suspending a cluster of silver, helium-filled balloons that will reflect candlelight from the table below, creating the effect of a glowing baldacchino." Mr. Saladino looked around imperiously. "I wonder if anyone within the sound of my voice knows what a baldacchino is." He was clearly not expecting an answer from any of the people inflating balloons or making centerpieces or from the technicians loudly testing sound levels on Peter Duchin's bandstand or from the two jugglers rehearsing their act, clomping around on stilts, tossing balls in the air, and spinning plates on the ends of their fingers. "A baldacchino," said a barrel-chested man standing in front of an easel by the bandstand. He had long white hair, an aquiline nose, and a silk scarf hanging loosely around his neck. "A baldacchino is our word for canopy," he said. Then he shrugged and went back to setting up his easel. This was Ludovico de Luigi, one of the best-known contemporary Venetian artists. He had been brought to New York by Save Venice to help raise money at the ball tonight. In the course of the evening, he would execute a watercolor that would later be auctioned off for the benefit of Save Venice. Ludovico de Luigi was a man of supreme self-confidence and dramatic flair. His futuristic Dali-esque paintings tended toward the metaphysical surreal. Typically, they were spectral landscapes of familiar Venetian buildings in stunning juxtapositions. The domed Santa Maria della Salute Church as an oil rig in the middle of an ocean, or St. Mark's Square as a body of water with a huge Polaris submarine surfacing and plowing ominously toward the basilica. Though verging on kitsch, De Luigi's works were technically brilliant and always eye-catching. In Venice, he was known as much for his public antics as for his art. On one occasion, he had been granted permission to display his sculpture of a horse in St. Mark's Square, and without telling the authorities, he invited a notorious member of the Italian Parliament to attend, Ilona Staller, a radical deputy from Rome, better known to fans of her porn movies as Cicciolina. She arrived at St. Mark's by a gondola, topless, and climbed up onto the horse, proclaiming herself a living work of art, surmounting an inanimate one. Parliamentary immunity protected Cicciolina from prosecution for obscene acts in public, so De Luigi was charged instead. He told the presiding judge, who happened to be a woman, that he had not expected Cicciolina to take her clothes off. "But knowing Miss Stoller's history, Signor De Luigi," the judge said, "couldn't you imagine she would take her clothes off?" "Your Honor, I am an artist. I have a lively imagination. I can imagine you taking your clothes off right here in court, but I don't expect you to do it." "Signor De Luigi," said the judge, "I too have an imagination, and I can imagine sending you to jail for 5 years for contempt of court." In the end, she gave him a sentence of 5 months in jail, which was vacated in a general amnesty a short time later. In any case, tonight at the Rainbow Room, Ludovico de Luigi was going to paint a picture of the Miracoli Church as a tribute to Save Venice's current and most ambitious restoration project. As he went back to mixing colors on his palette, Lisa Marcello picked up the telephone and turned toward the windows and the view of Manhattan.